This is Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Ricky Bevington. Last night, a federal judge denied a request to move Georgia's 159 counties to paper ballots ahead of the November 6th election. But she also denied the state's request to dismiss the lawsuit, writing that Georgia's 16-year-old touchscreen voting system is at risk of cyber attack or other threats. GPB's Stephen Fowler has been covering the paper ballot case, and he joins me now in the studio. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Ricky.
So does last night's ruling change anything for Georgia's 6.8 million registered voters ahead of this fall's midterm elections?
So in short, no. Nothing is going to change with how you vote, whether it's requesting a paper absentee ballot, early voting, or showing up on election day. Here's a brief primer on how the system works. The state creates a database of ballots used in more than 2,600 precincts on a secure network. Then they hand deliver an encrypted CD to each county's election office. Then they have to call the Secretary of State's office and give a password to access that CD. That information's put on the memory cards that goes onto the touchscreen voting machines. They also have an electronic list of registered voters hand-delivered to each county to know who is allowed to vote where. State elections officials also detailed during the hearing last week their processes for securing the actual touchscreen voting machines, as well as how the election night results are delivered. For people who still don't trust that voting system, both the state and the plaintiffs argue you can still request an absentee paper ballot.
So, Stephen, the court's decision had some very strong language about the current system that you just explained. Judge Amy Totenberg said state elections officials, quote, buried their heads in the sand when it comes to dealing with election security. What else did she say about the way that things currently are and how they should be addressed?
So to decide whether to switch to paper ballots, the judge said the plaintiffs had to prove four things. One, they did show the state's touchscreen voting system poses a risk of general ballot counts being inaccurate for elections. Two, they showed a, quote, real risk of suffering irreparable injury. That means there's a legitimate threat that if you're a Georgia voter and you cast your vote, it might disappear, might not count. But ultimately, the deciding factors she went with were timeliness and potential harm to the public's interest. Early voting begins in less than a month. Fulton County said it would severely cut down on the number of early voting locations. And the state says that 7 weeks is not enough time to design a system with paper ballots, buy the equipment necessary to count it, train all of the people to run it, and hope everything runs smoothly. Judge Totenberg wrote that any chaos or problems that would arise with a sudden rollout of paper ballots would swamp polling locations. And in a ruling, she said, quote, there is nothing like bureaucratic confusion and long lines to sour a citizen. Basically, paper ballots are a new thing. They could lead to longer lines and make it harder for people to vote, which is the exact opposite of what people want it to do.
And we should clarify, Stephen, that counties handle their own elections.
159 counties handle 159 different sets of elections with thousands of different ballot combinations, so it's not like there's one uniform ballot that goes out to everyone.
So moving beyond this November's election, there are two separate tracks. The Secretary of State's Secure, Accessible, and Fair Elections Commission deciding on a new voting system. And then there's the lawsuit trying to make sure that the system is paper ballots only. What can we expect in the coming months?
One of the plaintiffs, the Coalition for Good Governance, that's a nonprofit advocacy group, say they're now planning to force December's runoff race to being paper only. And that's especially because Judge Totenberg suggested there's plenty of evidence shown during the hearing that things need to be addressed. The state also appealed because they want the entire case thrown out. The argument there is that the state and the Secretary of State's office is immune to lawsuits in its official capacity, which Totenberg disagreed with. But the SAFE Commission will continue to meet, and later this week we should be able to see what proposals vendors have made for the new system. That avenue of fixing things is slated to be completed ahead of the 2020 presidential election. One final note to keep in mind, Ricky, the reason this isn't fixed now is because the state legislature couldn't agree on a solution earlier this year.
GPB Stephen Fowler is our reporter covering politics and the upcoming election, and you can read more about the judge's decision and all of our election coverage up on our website, GPBnews.org. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.